I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to I Am the Community. I'm Vicky Pepper. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a significant toll across the nation, but for young adults, the impact has been particularly devastating. According to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, for the first time ever, a majority of young adults between the ages of 18 to 34 now live at home with their parents. Financial advisor Nicola Smith-Jackson is on the line with me to offer some tips for young adults trying to find their financial independence. Thank you for joining me, Nicola.
Hello, Vicky. Thank you for having me.
First, Nicola, tell us about your life experiences and what led you to become a financial advisor and investor.
Oh, wow. Well, I can tell you, I was definitely not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I came from immigrant parents who definitely had to work really hard, working their way up the chain. And they worked hard and still ran out of money, even going into things like bankruptcy after starting businesses. And we realized that money just does not come with instruction. So after having those experiences, I became an entrepreneur myself, and then I started earning a lot of money, and history started repeating itself. I said, wait a minute, it's not enough just to make money. You got to learn how to manage money. So I went on, and I went into different classes, schools, from real estate, insurance, and then began to say, you know what, this information I've learned, I've actually been able to manage and build a lot of assets, and I just wanted to help other people out with it. So it turned into a business.
The COVID epidemic has taken everyone by surprise, and its impact has left a lot of families financially strapped, and especially young adults. Why is that?
Well, that's because financial literacy was not taught in schools. You know, the pandemic really uncovered an existing epidemic of financial illiteracy. This is something that we're not talking about, even though it has been revealed that one in three Americans don't budget. Over 60% of Americans don't have an emergency savings, or even if they did, it wasn't adequate enough to handle something like the pandemic, where we went way out of the 3 to 6 months savings. And then, you know, also the idea that our priorities about what money is for. Many people don't even have the protection like health or even life insurance. And so it really has been a snowball effect, and the idea of it's something that we should be talking about every day, but unfortunately we don't.
This new world that we're living in doesn't look like it's going to go away anytime soon. So what financial safeguards should we be taking to protect ourselves?
Well, the first thing I would say is that many people should be looking at having multiple streams of income. There needs to be a conversation forefront about the industries or businesses that did not only survive but thrive during the pandemic, including some micro businesses as well as small businesses. We know that it's always been like the backbone. People who probably come out of corporate America and decided I want to work for myself, or even now when we're talking about the career path out of college, getting the education not only to go into a job that may not be available, but how to create micro or small business around it. And this can now create additional jobs. We have to have the job distribution coming from a lot of people versus just the large or the mid-cap or the large companies, where we realize that some of these systems that we've been operating on for so long, they're just simply not working anymore. So we might have to have some government intervention.
So is it a good time to invest right now, or should everyone just be saving everything they can?
We always should save to invest. But investment should always be around a needs analysis. What happens is that many people are looking to make investments before they even have their foundation about finances together. We want to now have those additional streams of income that, again, if it's not a job, you create an income. And we all people that are in the gig economy where they're saying, hey, you're not above, you know, maybe driving Uber or Lyft. However, but those are not the only type of micro businesses that can be started. You might even have some, you know, some gift or some talent or even information right now that you can earn money and let that fund those additional investments. But the thing is that we have to look at protecting our income, creating a saving, and then now you invest, because investment always comes with risk, and you have to be able to own the risk and the reward, because you're going to be responsible for both. And so what we need to first talk about is fiscal responsibility around the basics and then move into investment. And so we got to get solid as a foundation, in other words.
I'm speaking with financial advisor Nicola Smith-Jackson. Nicola, you were recently interviewed on Yahoo Finance, and when asked about if a second stimulus package would help our economy, you noted, and you used this phrase at the beginning of this interview as well, that money without instruction isn't a sustainable fix. How do we start that education for ourselves?
We start now, first by admitting it's a problem that we're not providing solutions for. Money is something we all need, but it's not something we all feel good talking about, because there's a huge distribution issue. People who feel they don't have enough for the basics, they don't understand why. When you don't have basics like budgeting, knowing the difference between your income and your expenses and what to do with what you have left over. These are basic conversations that is not taught in school. And so that means that many parents don't have this information. We got to start in our school. And then right now, we've got to gather these parents and say, hey, let's look at a budget. Let's look at now if you're in a deficit, meaning when you know your income minus your expenses, if it's a deficit, let's look at how we're going to fill that gap. And so these micro opportunities of businesses where people can do at home from their phones or their computers, this is where we're going now. We need to explore those things and now start incorporating those as additional careers or trades. We have to look at ways that people can put money in their households and bank accounts now. But then now it's something they can scale into additional streams of income for later. The traditional careers may be changing. It's not a bad thing. Let's think about it. Some of the things that we used to do many, many eons ago is not what we're doing now to earn money. We have to now be flexible with the change, and we need to not ignore that the way that we talk about and deal with money needs to change as a country, and then, of course, as a world, because America sets the tone. We are setting the tone. And so I believe we need to start there.
So what's the future outlook for our economy, and what should we all do to protect ourselves in the future?
I would say let's put income protections in place. When you have any sort of income, without a pandemic, there are things that can stop you from working. People go through personal recessions all the time, whether through illness, whether through, you know, loss of an income outside of where the whole world is going through it. And so we've got to now not only be in a microwave or a, you know, emotional spending economy. Let's make sure we're putting the money in the places that they can grow. You save to invest, not just save to nest, right? Don't just save to have it in a bank account that's not actually earning interest. Let's teach people how they can use life insurance, not to run away from it, to just think about in case I die, but what about the policies that can earn money while you're living? These are ways. You have many businesses that started from insurance, pulling out or borrowing money against insurance policies. We're not going to go deep into that now. But the education that the wealthy have, it needs to trickle on down into mainstream because we're all in this together. And so once this information can now become not just secrets to money, it just becomes financial literacy that everyone can understand, the intimidation factor around money will decrease, and then we can now start thriving again. When you don't have people who are actually have an income generated, and then they're not doing the right thing with that income generation, we'll consistently be in depletion. So we got to have people understand when you to earn money, you save to grow money, but not without first protecting that money.
Nicole, you've given us some really great tips today. Is there a place where people can go to get more information?
Absolutely. They can go to NicolaSmithJackson.com and they can opt into, I have a free report of the five money moves that you want to make in a downturn in the economy. I think that will help some people just get a start. And then it'll make them feel a little bit better. It's going to get better as soon as we start having these conversations openly. So I thank you so much for having me. And the idea is that we all want to make money, but we got to start learning how to better manage money.
Thank you so much, Nicola Smith Jackson, financial advisor.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.